Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
I want to tease this a bit longer, if that's all right. I'm not going to tell you what the actual word is, but the official Oxford word of 2025 has been announced after language experts noticed its usage had tripled during the year. The word is a sign of the times and falls in the footsteps of previous words like brat and manifestation and cooking or sus, mostly used on online platforms. University of Linguist Dr. Gail Flanagan joins us now to discuss how words become the word of the year and what this year's victor says about our relationship to the internet. Gail, how are you today?
I'm good, Tom.
Right, let's give them the word, will we?
It is. Okay, it is for Oxford 2025, cue drum roll, it is rage baiting, which is actually two words, but one phrase as a single unit of meaning.
Yeah, rage baiting. I have to admit, I'm a little bit disappointed by that. I thought I was on the money with my phrases. I was low-key excited. And, you know, I have the 6-7 on that all day long.
Excellent. No, and even talking to our students, the low key would have come up to be cooking, to be you ate is another one. But yeah, rage baiting, I mean, it has gone up. They have a very thorough process to pick their word of the year. And it increased in frequency. They actually, they have a corpus, a database, a language, and they add to it like 150 million words every month. And it just, it's there, it's coming up again and again.
So it's very scientific, is it?
It is. So the whole process of the, oh God, now you're getting me going.
I have to admit, I thought it was two lads in jackets who look at each other and say, what do you think it should be? There's much more to it.
There is a lot more to it. They, first of all, they have a corpus, this database of language. They're monitoring that. They call it the Oxford Corpus of English. So that will be one indication for them. Then they drop a short list. The lexicographers do that. But then they also put it to the public vote. And they're not the only dictionary to do that. Markery as well in Australia put it to the public vote, and they do it in other countries as well. So they had about 30,000 votes. And then they also, they have a committee that come up with the short list, put it to the public vote, and rage baiting was the one that they selected.
Very good. So the big thing about this is that it'll say something to us about our times. It kind of captures a little bit of the zeitgeist. So what is
That's exactly it. It does indeed. I mean, if we think back, if we go back to, say, 2020, they actually had to publish like nearly a whole book of words of the year, and it was all to do with the pandemic and COVID-19. And now, and in the last few years, thankfully, we're well past the pandemic, but it's very much social media and AI. And then I would think the third one would be probably the wellness industry. They're all really driving these words of the year. Rage baiting, yeah.
I have to ask you about one word, just I hadn't noticed it was a very fashionable word. Manifestation?
Yes, to manifest. That was last year's word of the year. Brilliant word, and very much we were all manifesting, kind of projecting how we could be, and I suppose better versions of ourselves.
Right. It wasn't just wanting things, no. It wasn't just thinking I'd like to drive a better car. I'm just going
about manifesting for electric picnic tickets.
Exactly.
That would be another one. All right.
Yeah, okay, right. Very good, right. So on to rage bait. What exactly is it?
So it is increasing. It's basically, it's increasing attention by posting, it could be provocative, frustrating, offensive content. So you could, which could either be something like an actual social media post or commenting in a certain way in a social media post. And unfortunately, it is a sign of our times with social media and a lot of negativity that can, you know, the rage baiting can go on and increase that negativity. We should all remember that some of this rage baiting, it does increase, it does bring more viewers. So I suppose we're all guilty if we go looking at something, looking at a post or so partake in social media commentary, even if we're just reading it, I suppose. But it does increase attention. So it is, it, you know, in a way, it's marketing, but not necessarily for good reasons. It wouldn't be done by our, you know, by companies per se. One would like to think it isn't done. But it's definitely been done by people who have their who want to get across a certain point of view. And unfortunately, it is often negative.
Yeah, it's good though, isn't it, that when these words come up, it makes you more aware of it, and it makes you more aware of the process, doesn't it? Because last year, when their word was brain rot, which was the mental draining of endless scrolling and just, you know, spending way too long on screens. That was a time when you hear the word is now the Oxford word of the year. It makes you start realising that this is something that everybody is doing.
Yeah, and maybe just by the frequency of its usage, the fact it's come up as the word of the year, we're beginning to, I don't know, fight back a little bit. Last year, as you say, it was brain rot. We were doom scrolling. And the Mercury one, again, going to the Australian, and was in shitification, like it really is all gone bad on social media platforms. Huh? Whereas now we're beginning to notice the behavior. So this could be, you know, I'm not saying there's kind of, you know, a counter movement to it, but being conscious of it is good. And it makes us more aware and maybe not to be sucked into these negative, you know, comments. Negative social media posts,
and not to be fooled by it as well.
Not to be fooled by disinformation, you know, which we hear a lot about as
In the world of AI, it's getting harder and harder.
Yes. So, and that AI is massive, and it's massive for the actual vocabulary and the words that are coming through. And they're here to stay. That's one thing. I remember 2 years ago was the word of the year. One of them was hallucinate. So AI generating potentially false content. And I was like, I remember saying to students, I've never heard of hallucinate. Who uses it? Whereas now it's firmly in all our lexicon. And who's come up with AI slop has just been announced as well. That's back to Mercury. So that is, that's an interesting one.
Right.
It's kind of building on AI hallucinating and giving, you know, and I see it. I'm always Googling and I'll ask you things. And it's like, if it doesn't know an answer, it's going to give me one anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that. And then if you ask it again, it'll give you a different answer. Is this going to escalate more? Because AI is obviously becoming more powerful every day. But also involved in it now is Generation Alpha coming to the table, those who were born since 2010.
Yes, absolutely. And before, if you think about, so their influence would have been more invisible, I suppose, because now they're online now, you know, whether it's memes, whether it's online gaming with, you know, the likes of Fortnite and all those other games, they are literally influencing the lexicon as well. And which is very interesting. But like, it's always been youth language that has influenced the words that we use and how meaning of existing words can change over time. But yeah, bringing in our younger viewers, you know, you mentioned they're the 6-7 and that was just a meme and that's gone viral. So that, you know.
Yeah, I said that to my then 16-year-old. She told me that I wasn't allowed to say it, and she then filmed me to send that to her friends as a kind of a, you know, look what this fool's up to type thing. So yeah, you have to watch yourself. The good old days, it was just a nice simple word like, you know, cool or something like that.
But there was always word, you know, we all had our version of words, and whether it was deadly, you know what I mean, we all did, so. And, you know, that just keeps on happening as well. Every group. See, when you become a teenager, you want to develop your own identity within your own friend group. And you're going to use your own words in order to do that. We're just seeing Gen Alpha come through now because they're, you know, and there's the risk again. They're out there on social media too, you know.
They certainly are, and they see themselves as the absolute best at it, be no doubt about that. Gail, thank you very much for joining us today. Fascinating world we live in. Rage Bait, the official Oxford word of 2025.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.